Next, we'll have Carbondale's own mayor, Dan Richardson, who'll tell you about Carbondale's move towards 100% renewable energy.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming out on this great day. Thanks to Fred and everyone's efforts. I'd like to start with my own quote, one of my favorites. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. That's a quote from Goethe. To me, it's one of my favorite quotes because it speaks to the essence of Carbondale. We have a lot of genius and power and magic here in Carbondale. And the question is how to leverage that to address this climate crisis. Solving this crisis requires a lot more than just genius or power or magic. It requires collaboration. I can promise you that you, me, even Greta Thunberg can't solve this crisis independently. So it really does require a lot of collaboration. At the town of Carbondale, we've been lucky. We've had some great partners with CLEAR, CORE, Garfield Clean Energy, utilities, other municipalities, and so many that have enabled us to accomplish what we've done. Fred wanted me to touch on a few of those things. You've seen the solar panels here. We've installed solar panels on just about every building. I think maybe every building we own. We've invested in solar farms. We hope to build a micro hydro facility next year. We may even require solar on every home that gets built from this point forward. There's a lot we're doing. We have a climate action plan probably that's been around longer than most municipalities, and probably one of the more effective things we're doing right now is Erica Sparhawk, who works with CLEAR and is also a town trustee, participates in Colorado Communities for Climate Change, and we've really been able to affect some change at the state level. So there is a lot we're doing. But please don't let this laundry list of things we've done lull you to think that we're there. I've been working on these things for many decades, and yet I still find myself complacent from time to time. So we need you to hold us accountable. We're going to continue to do things, but we all need to hold ourselves accountable so that this remains top of mind. And so I'm asking you to hold us as elected leaders accountable. I'd also like to touch on, Fred mentioned Greta Thunberg, and she's definitely re-inspired me in certain ways. She's young, intelligent, well-spoken, and perhaps most importantly, she's obviously very influential. Is that not true? She's fired up, and she wants us to be too. But I think there's more to her message than just anger, and I think that's an important point to make. So I too want to share a Greta quote. Avoiding climate breakdown will require cathedral thinking. We must lay the foundation while we may not know exactly how to build the ceiling. So for some of your young folks out there, you may not realize that building cathedrals can take decades, lifetimes. And so if you designed a cathedral, say Notre Dame, you knew that you wouldn't see that building be built. And you had to have faith in the long view, in the people that came after you. And that's what Greta's asking us to do. She clearly wants to inspire immediate action. But in this quote, I think she's suggesting us to take the long view, to be strategic. And while this crisis is urgent, we owe it to future generations to find long-term solutions, to collaborate with our neighbors, our opponents, and everybody to truly find those long-term solutions. Because if we still just try and take the short-term thinking that has got us into this mess right now, we really haven't done anything. So please keep the long view in mind. So I'm gonna challenge you with three things today. So please be bold in your efforts without being reckless. Be assertive on the issues, but compassionate towards people. And perhaps what's needed most to address this complex solution, be creative in your thinking and fearless in your pursuits. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.